The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch of mine that bears no fruit, he takes away. And every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You are already made clean by the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit by itself, unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit, for apart from me you can do nothing. If a man does not abide in me, he is cast forth as a branch and withers, and the branches are gathered, thrown into the fire and burnt. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you will, and it shall be done for you. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to Lord Jesus Christ.
My dear sisters and brothers, there was a naughty boy who wanted to see God. And he goes to the teacher and says, "Teacher, I want to see God." And the teacher said, "It's very simple. Pick up a vase, and whenever you perform a good deed, drop a pebble into the vase, and when it fills to the brim, take it to the mountain and call out the name of God, and you shall meet him." And this little child did exactly what the teacher said. And when the vase was filled with little pebbles, he went up to the mountain and said, "God, I have a gift for you. Where are you?" He didn't hear the voice of God. A second time he called out, and a third time, and then there was a reply. "My dear child, drop that vase and you shall see me." And the boy replied, "No, impossible. This is the vase of my good deeds, my sacrifices. I cannot drop it." And God replied, "If you do not drop it, you shall not see your God." My sisters and brothers, oftentimes when we come to the church, we come to the Lord with lots of expectations. At times we come with bargains. We have so many things to offer to God. At times we proudly proclaim of the number of rosaries we have recited, the number of times we have read the Bible. We glory in the good deeds that we have done, the charitable deeds, the donations. And when we come to the Lord proudly, the Lord says, "Empty yourself, drop that vase, drop your pride, and then you shall see me." Probably, as we focus on prayer today at this Feast of Infant Jesus, the first point that we need to keep in mind is this. When we come to the Lord in prayer, when we come to the presence of God, it's very important that we empty of everything that we have. Self-emptying is the first step in relating to God. My dear brothers and sisters, you are the cream of the Mangalorean society. You are the elite. You have given so much of donation. You have great names in our society. But when you come to the presence of the Lord, forget about the donations that you have made. Forget about the causes that you have worked for. Forget about your great name. It's only when you empty yourself, then you shall hear the voice of God. He shall say, "Lo, here I am. I hear your prayers." If time permits today, read the 58th chapter from Prophet Isaiah. Prophet Isaiah in the 58th chapter has a very solid, specific message. An ordinary person, a Jew, happened to go to the synagogue, and there in the presence of God, he began to recite the great deeds he had performed. "I'm expected to pray 3 times and I have prayed 5 times. I'm supposed to give the tithe, but I have given much more than the tithe. I'm expected to fast once a week and I have been doing it 2 times. Where are you, Lord? Why are you not listening to my prayer? And there in the 58th chapter of Prophet Isaiah, God replies, do you think this kind of oblation, this kind of prayer is pleasing to me? No, not at all. What I require of you is an open heart, a heart that is empty, a heart that cares for your brothers and sisters. And when you really take care of the needs of your brothers and sisters, and when you come to my presence with your brothers and sisters, I shall listen to your prayer, I shall live with you, and I shall bless you in plenty. It doesn't matter how many rosaries, how many masses, how many great sacrifices. What is important is a heart that is pleasing to God. And that is why when we come to the Lord with an empty heart, asking him for graces and blessings, the Lord shall bless you and your family in plenty. The second point comes from my own very personal experience. In the year 1984, I was a student at the St. Joseph Seminary here, studying philosophy. And while playing basketball, I had a fall and I hit against the pole and ended up in the hospital for about 3 weeks, having a lot of treatment and physiotherapy. In the year 1985, the month of July, I had a bad time. I had another fall in the dining hall because there was water and I did not notice it. A second time I fell and I hit against the pillar. And that year, I ended up in the hospital, but in the Mangalore nursing home under the care of Dr. Shantaram Shetty. After all sorts of treatment, he said, brother, you require a surgery. You know, there is nothing to worry. However, you know, 1 out of 100, you know, there's a possibility that an operation could be a failure. That means you will be paralyzed or you may not be able to walk. And that had a devastating consequence on me. To be a priest, you need to have a taste for prayer. You need to have good health. You need to have certain intellectual capacity. And having no good health, a surgery, not being able to walk, would be an end of my dream of being a priest, of serving the Lord. Until then, I had lots of faith in myself, my own capacities, and that particular juncture when Dr. Shantaram Shetty said that you may not be able to walk, but 1 out of 100, that made me to rethink about myself. I said to the Lord, Lord, if you want me to be your priest, you take care of me. I trust in you. I trust in you fully. Well, the story did not end up there. I had blood transfusion. Unfortunately, jaundice hit me. And the bilirubin, which was supposed to be less than 0.5, went on rising 10, 13, 18, 20, 29. Not one doctor, but 4 doctors from different specialties, from surgical department, from the medical department, everybody was attempting to save the life. I did not understand what it really meant, but those of you who are in the nursing field or in the medical field would understand what does it mean to have 29 times more the bilirubin than the normal one. I do not know how I survived, but again the same thing. Lord, I trust in you and you take care of me. Believe it or not, I was able to play basketball again, and I praise God because now as a priest for 24 years, I'm standing before you. And here at this particular juncture, the reading from the second reading today, letter to the Ephesians, makes a lot of sense. Take a shield of faith, and the evil one, the Satan one, shall not be able to throw any arrows on you. He shall take care of your needs. He shall rescue you. Abide in me. That's what the gospel says in the 15th chapter of John today. Abide in me as I abide in you. And if you abide in me, you shall give the fruit. You shall bear the fruit in plenty. 30 times, 60 times, 100-fold. My brothers and sisters, that is the second point. When you come to the Lord in prayer, come with trust, a filial trust, that God can take care of all your needs. And the one who trusts in God 100%, the one who trusts in God 100%, he shall see miracles. He shall see miracles even today. And that is what the infant Jesus promises today. third point from the story of the oven bird. This bird, oven bird, gets the name because of the kind of nest it builds. It looks like an oven. Now, there's a beautiful great plaza in Argentina, Buenos Aires. And that great plaza attracts lots of people. And there was a pair of birds during the winter times comes there and builds a nest. And you know, this man who is responsible for cleaning the glasses in the building, he goes up and picks it up and he removes and throws it. The birds come again a second time and a third time. The first year and the second and the third year, again and again, the oven bird was making an attempt to build a nest for its little ones. And at a particular juncture, the visitors, the people who used to visit that plaza regularly, had to say that man and the department who was taking care of the building, stop, do not remove the nest of the bird. And then on, you find lots and lots of nests of the oven birds hanging there. And today, people go and visit this plaza just because of the oven bird. The little bird was attempting every time when it was removed from there, when the nest was thrown out there, every time it was attempting to build a new nest. Pray likewise, persistently, again and again, and you shall receive God's blessings. At least 68 times a reference is made in connection with Jesus in the New Testament to prayer. Prayer is not an external activity or an isolated activity from life. Rather, the Bible presents the entire episodes, all the episodes of prayer in relation to life. Prayer cannot be disconnected from life. And when we disconnect prayer from life, it becomes sick religiosity. But when prayer is really connected with life, prayer truly becomes a sound spirituality. Unfortunately, my brothers and sisters, we have a lot of sick religiosity in our Mangalorean community. People running from shrine to shrine, asking for blessings, oftentimes truly disconnected from life. And that is why Pope Benedict XVI, in his beautiful encyclical Deus Caritas Est, said something very, very beautiful. What you celebrate at the altar must be connected to your life. And that is why take the Spirit of Christ Jesus from the altar as you go out of the chapel, as you go out of the church, and relate your life to the altar of the Lord. And that is why it is truly important and meaningful that we connect, we learn to connect our life and our prayer life. What we need is not a sick religiosity today. What we need is sound spirituality. And that is why living continuously the spirit of prayer, living the devotion of the infant Jesus in our life every day, truly makes a great sense. In a very special way, as we celebrate the feast today, the liturgy invites us to ponder upon the attitude of Saint Teresa of Avila, especially her attitude to prayer. If I would pick up one or two beautiful quotations from her life, the first one would be, a prayer life, or the life of a person who is having prayer, is like a tree planted next to the flowing waters. And such a tree always remains fresh and bears plenty of fruit. And those people who are intimately connected to the Lord in prayer shall remain ever fresh, and they shall bear much fruit. In another place, she says something beautiful about the prayer. You know, the soul without prayer is like a paralyzed limb. You know what? You have a paralyzed limb. It is there, but you are not able to do anything with that limb. Likewise, if you do not have prayer, you have a soul, but it is lifeless. And it is important to have a spirit, a soul filled with life, and you shall not try to have a limb which is paralyzed, rather have vital life, and vital life is possible by relating to the Lord in prayer. Remember the words of Saint Teresa of Avila. Let nothing disturb you. Let nothing distract you. Only God suffices. Let nothing distract you. Let nothing disturb you. But only God suffices. Amen.